Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening, depending on where you are. Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful moms out there. We're so happy Woo-hoo! To be here this evening, and my beautiful co-host is now with me. Hello, Eileen, and happy Mother's Day.
Hi, DC. Happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all those beautiful mothers out there, those that are with us and those that have gone before us. The love never stops. The mother's love just never stops. So, love to all.
Yes. And I just want to say I have a little prayer that I was guided to read. It was written by the Reverend Jennifer Shackford. God and angels, please provide strength, confidence, and independence to all mothers, whether they are adoptive mothers, animal mothers, or biological mothers. Provide them all with the divine guidance needed in difficult situations and decisions regarding their children. Fulfill them with peace, love, and joy in their hearts, even when their children are at a difficult time and place, without a doubt in their mind that you are watching and protecting them. Remind them in difficult times concerning their children to turn to Mary the Blessed Mother for guidance and support. And I just found that little prayer, and I was guided to, you know, just to share it with everyone. But I also came upon another little article, Eileen, and it started off that kind and thoughtful words are usually spoken only after a person passes. Mothers are all too often never around to hear those kind words or the expression of love and appreciation that someone has for them. After a person is gone, it's too late to really let them know the impact that they've made upon your life, or even the love that you have had for them, how it filled their heart. And the one woman went on to say that, you know, her mom was born in, like, 1919. She died a few years ago. And she said the hands of her clock stopped turning, and she finally found the much-deserved rest from her toils and the promised peace of her soul. If there was ever a mother who deserved to be cuddled in God's warm embrace, it was her. I never told her all the things I'm sure she would have liked to have heard. Time goes by way too fast, and we often get caught up in ourselves, and we don't acknowledge the most important people in our life. And this is for everyone. Please, don't let time go by. And don't let those words go unspoken. Say the words that are in your heart while the person is here, while they can hear them and they can appreciate them. And this beautiful woman said, I long for the opportunity to put my arms around my mother again and say, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. So I thought that was really, heartwarming.
Yeah, that is beautiful. I had something that I wanted to share. And it's kind of just a really short little prayer from I'm going to include it from DC and I. And that is, for all of you, for all you do with love, gift from above, and with all our hearts, I want to say, I love all of you mothers, and all of you adopted mothers. Have a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, beautiful, Eileen. That is so beautiful. My goodness, thank you. Well, you know what? I want to jump right in here because we have a huge line of callers in the queue right now, okay?
All right. Well, then, I know it's some days we're able to give a lot to some callers, and other days we can't. So today we will have to keep it down to just a real short, quick, what we get real quick and give each other so that we can get to as many of our callers as possible today. Does that sound okay with you, DC?
Oh, it sounds great, Eileen. And we're going to head to our first caller.
All right.
Hi, Kimberly. You're live with DC and Eileen.
Hi, how are y'all?
Great.
Good,
how are you, Kimberly?
Good.
What do you need to know today? Do you have a quick question?
Yeah, my quick question is about my son. He was arrested for being coerced or intimidated to for theft of some gift cards. He was scared for his life. And now I'm looking for a lawyer to help him get out of this. I just need some help.
All right. Let's just see what your messages are on that, all right? That's really, you know, what we've got to ask. Well, I do see one thing, that the passion that is leading around all of this with you, because really, you know, it's hard for us. We can't really read your son. It's you that called in, so it's you that we must read. But what I'm really seeing is that sometimes there's going to be, in this situation, a lot of competing ideas on what has happened, what parts that should be brought up and what parts aren't. And so really what I have to tell you is that the greatest thing you can do is just be there and, you know, be that supportive. Open your heart up and your mind, because there's going to be a lot going on. But know that your son really is trustworthy. Overall, especially with you, in his heart, he is trustworthy. So for you in this situation, I'm being told that all you can do, the best you can do, is give that compassion of that mother's love, Mother Mary, Kuan Lin, that energy, and just release any judgments about your son and just focus on the love and light you can give him. That's the greatest thing you can do for him. And that's, you know, moreover, I'm not being told what's going to happen with your son. What I'm being told is how you are to walk through this. So just keep your thoughts really unwavering. And those, you know, any feelings of action, you know, that you need, just keep focused on the target. Really keep praying for what your desire is. Imagine that he has already come out of this on the other side and everything settled in his favor. And keep that vision in your mind. Keep sending that vision love. And just be there in that compassionate support for your son. And that's the message I have for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Kimberly, this is DC. Hi, hon. Mother Mary is with you, and she's asking you to be strong at this time, okay, because there's going to be a resolution to the situation. Okay, and you could call upon her. You can call upon God and the angels to help you to really, you know, bring the strength forward that you may need. Okay, I'm getting, expect, you know, to hear a positive answer in regard to this situation. Try to be a little bit more relaxed. Try to feel a little less stressed, okay, and just surround the whole situation with love, you know, without, you know, judgment of any kind. Okay?
Okay.
And Mother Mary is, Kimberly, it's all about love, no matter the issue or the circumstance. Okay, there's a lot of anxiety in regard to this situation, and the angels are letting you know that worry is never the answer, okay? So if you want to talk, you know, to your family members, talk to your son, fine, but don't worry. You know, pray, give it to God and the angels, and just keep a line of communication open, okay? And the angels want you to know that, you know, you have the divine guidance you need in regard to the situation. You already know the answer in your heart, okay? But the reason you're not hearing it is fears are holding you back, you know, in this situation, okay? So trust your own inner knowingness, and this will, you know, help you with this thing and to help you to make any decisions that have to be made, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hon, but just, like I said, just, you know, have faith and, you know, give it to God and the angels, and please don't worry, you know, pray, but don't worry. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to have a positive resolution, okay? God bless you, Kimberly, and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have another caller on the line. Jamal, are you with us?
Hi. Yes, I'm still here.
Hi.
Happy Mother's Day. Hey.
Thank you.
Welcome to Angel Antics, and do you have a question for us today?
Can I just have a general angel message or whatever comes up?
Of course, of course. Those are my favorites. So let's see what we've got for you. I'm really seeing that there's been something on your mind lately that has actually been a new idea, and it's something that you kind of want to do, but you're not really sure if things are going to work out. You're just unsure of yourself. And I'm hearing a huge message from Archangel Uriel that you really need to have the confidence in yourself. You have the ability to move forward with these new ideas. They're really going to move you forward to success, and it's really time to make that move. But just know that you need to keep yourself balanced in order to wait for the perfect timing. Just keep looking for it. You must put your energy towards it. You know, just consider it as if it's yours. And then when you see the right timing, make your move, because that's the right time. It may be that your plans need a little bit of revision, and that's why the timing isn't quite right for it, because either you're not as clear about this desire, what you want to create, this type of business that you want to create. You're not real clear what it looks like or how you're going to do it. But, you know, take notes, write things down. As you write down things, clarity will come to you. You just kind of brainstorm with words as quickly as you can, all the words that might relate to this opportunity, this new ideas that you've been having. You kind of just do a brainstorm session and throw out there what you can. And I know your answers will come to you. So just stay within that rhythm, and you might even have to step out of your boundaries a little bit to make it happen, out of your comfort zone. And that's the message your angels have for you today.
Okay, cool. That sounds great.
Okay, and Jamel, this is DC. What I'm getting is the angels are showing me that you're watched over. Please feel safe. Enjoy your life and know that, you know, not only the angels and other divine beings are watching over you, but I see a whole group of loved ones that are with you as well, okay? I don't know if you haven't felt safe lately, but just know that, like I said, I see a whole, you know, divine team of yours around you, and you're asked to relax and let your stress level fade away, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you've been asking for perfection, but I feel like, you know, like you've been asking for something, and just pay attention to the thoughts and feelings that you're getting, okay? I see a man in spirit. He's standing close to you. He lived a long life, and it looks like he may have, in his later years, gotten some dementia.
Okay.
But he's standing close to you, okay?
Okay.
And he's just letting you know that, you know, he loves you, and I feel like you get some of your creative talents from him. And he wants you to follow your beautiful path, that you have an amazing divine purpose waiting for you, hon, okay? So he's asking you to just, you know, be yourself, walk that beautiful path, and you're going to find the happiness that you so deserved. Okay, the life that you've been dreaming of is, you know, it's very close, okay? And he's seeing miracles all around you, okay?
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
Okay, Jamel, so thank you so much for calling in. And just know that everything's going to happen in divine timing, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I will.
God bless you. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
Yes. You too.
Angel
bless
blessings.
You.
Okay, we have Laura on the line. Laura, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on with Eileen.
Hi. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day. This is Eileen. And
hi.
Hi, how are you? Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I would like to know if you see any big changes coming for me. Anything that's really big coming, or is it going to stay the status quo for a while?
All right, well, let's see what we've got. I do see that you are actually at some endings
which means after endings becomes new beginnings. And it really is good news on its way. It's really quite a victory for yourself. So it's going to be a big step that's going to move you forward. Right now, though, there really is a little bit too much going on for you to make that final decision. Things have been just really too serious for you lately. So you need to approach life a little bit more playfully, view things in a little more playful manner. And as you do that, it will kind of heal other situations that have been holding down and holding you back from things. It will also allow you a little bit more forgiveness for things. But as you do that, then it gives the opportunity for that play to come into effect and allow those big things to come into your life. So like I said in the beginning, some of it, there, I do see endings come along and new beginnings. And it is a cycle thing. It's about rhythm. So start to dance. Start to, you know, exercise. Running is a great rhythm. I hate running, but I do kind of a walk fast, walk speed walk type thing. I'm not real fast, but there's just a cyclic rhythm about that. And when you get out and do something that gets you into a cyclic rhythm, it really helps align and balance your own body. Also getting your bodies of water and stuff help balance this out. So those are all the messages I have for you, is that there is good things coming, but be a little more playful about making those decisions and know that things happen in cycles and rhythms and that endings and beginnings are coming in your life. And that's what I have to tell you today.
Thanks, Eileen.
You're welcome.
Okay. Laura, this is DC. I'm seeing all these hearts around you. I mean, since Eileen started to talk to you, all these little hearts were floating all around you, okay? I'm getting there's going to be happiness in every aspect of your life. You're going to have the emotional security you've been wanting. You're going to have a beautiful home life. I don't know if you're in a relationship, but I'm getting, you know, I see, you know, a significant other around you as well. Okay?
I don't have that yet. So that would be coming.
It's coming, and I'm getting it's going to be very secure. It's going to be stable, and it's really going to spill over into the other, you know, aspects of your life is what the angels are showing me. For right now, though, Mother Mary wants you to stay fully present in the here and now, okay? So
okay.
It's really important that you stay present right now, all right?
Are they
and I'm also
that
getting
coming by any chance?
I'm getting it's coming, hon, but I'm getting you've got to watch stress because stress is a biggie for you right now, okay? So try to keep that stress level under control is what I'm getting, okay? And I'm getting, you know, this is a time of new beginnings. So, you know, love is coming your way very soon, Laura, okay? Your finances
okay.
are getting better as well. Okay, so this looks like it's the beginning of a great new time for you. Enjoy it. You know, like I said, stay present. And just please, you know, take care of yourself, okay? And open your heart wide to receive all the love that's coming your way, okay?
Okay, I can do that. Thank you,
okay.
Beth.
And, you know, stay in the, like yeah. I said, stay in the here and now because everything good is coming your way, but you've got to watch the stress, okay?
Yeah, I have a hard time with stress. Yeah.
Okay.
I got
it. So you keep that in mind. You get back to us and let us know how things are going, okay?
I will. Thank you both. Thank you.
Thank you,
Laura.
God
night.
Bless.
Thank
you.
You too.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye. Angel blessings.
Hi. Hello. Regina, are you on the line with us?
Yes. Hi. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Happy Mother's Day.
DC and Eileen.
Hi.
Hi, do you have a question for us today?
Yes, I just want a general reading on what's coming up or what I need to hear or know.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Let's see what we've got for you. Well, first thing is it's time for you to get buckled down and really get some things done. You've actually made a few commitments that you actually haven't kept as well as you had said you would or had hoped to. And so it is time to buckle down and do that. Keep your, one of the ways you can do this is really just ask your guardian angels each and every morning to walk by your side and ask them, help me keep the commitments I've made in the past that are positive and loving in my life. And do that and see if your commitments are easier for you to make at that. I also see that there's going to be an event coming along that is going to take your immediate attention. And it will be, it really will mean that time is of the essence and you need to take care of business. But do take the time to think things through thoroughly. Because if you don't, you might make the wrong move, make the wrong direction. But really, you know, you will be riding high if you make the right decision, you know, on your steed and be able to ride in full bore if you do make the right decision. But part of that is going to be buckling down your own commitment. I also see that this is going to be an important achievement for you. It will take self-discipline. It will take your own willpower. But know that you have the ability to do this. It is for your higher self, your higher future, and really what you need to do. On a more personal note for you, make sure that you settle in each, at a given time, whether it be once a day, once a week, but find your private space, your zen, your private altar, your wilderness spot that just is your place. And make sure you take that moment to rebalance yourself at least once a week. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you.
Okay, yes. And thank you.
All right, DC. Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. Yes, Regina, I do have a little bit of message for you as well. Mother Mary is coming in, and she wants you to pray instead of worrying, okay? Because worrying will never, help a situation. Okay, just have faith and see yourself sitting, I see you sitting on a cloud almost, okay? And I see the angels surrounding you, and they're saying to you, my beautiful child, know that you are enough. Okay, you were created in the image of God, and you were inspired, to help others, and just, have gratitude for everything that you have right now and everything that has led you to this moment. Whether you feel it was good or bad, just see it as just being. It just is, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and I'm getting just, you've got to take actions. There's something that you want to do, but you're not taking action. So you're guided to take action. Okay, and you have, Jesus is with you, Mother Mary is with you, the angels are with you. All you have to do is ask for guidance, and they're going to come in, and they're going to guide you, okay? And, stay in your joy, enjoy the moment, and when you do, it's easier to connect with what's supposed to be, your path, what you're supposed to be connecting with, okay? When you find your joy, it just helps to bring blessings into your life, and it opens the door of opportunity, okay? And not only that, it inspires others as well. So I'm getting whatever's going on in your life, just connect with your joy. What is it that makes your heart sing, okay? Listen to the guidance from within, because you're getting messages that you're not, connecting with. Listen to the intuition, listen to that gut feeling. Slow down is what I'm getting. There's an important decision that's coming up for you, and you really got to, slow down and give it divided attention, okay?
Okay. I don't know what that
I'm getting,
means, okay.
Coming your way. I don't know what it is, but surprises are coming your way, too. Just, look towards the future and really anticipate something wonderful. And I'm getting, hon, that you're on a threshold of a new and a wonderful venture, okay? All areas of your life are on the upswing, okay? So just feel that good fortune that's your way, and just feel the success and prosperity that's coming to you, okay? And that's what I have for you. I hope that resonates. Have a blessed evening, and call us back and let us know how everything is going. Thank you, Regina.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Okay, then. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Alyssa, are you with us? 208. Hello, Alyssa.
Hey, can you hear me?
Alyssa.
Yes,
yes, you can. Hello, you're with us here on Angel Antics, and this is DC, and I'm going to turn you over right now to Eileen.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Hi, Alyssa. Welcome to Angel Antics. Good. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I feel like my angels are trying to send me a sign by showing me my ex's favorite car was a Chrysler 300, and I keep seeing a bunch of them, and I have essentially since we broke up, and I'm curious what it is that they're trying to tell me with those.
It should have been your car. No.
Right.
Okay, well, let's see what we've got.
Thank you.
Okay, what I'm seeing for you is that there's actually going to be a new person that's going to enter your life. And it's going to be a relationship that really begins on a really heightened level. And this is going to be very, like, you're just going to feel so connected to this guy when you meet him. It's like, God, that's like you've known him before. And you have. He's actually from your soul family. And he'll be coming into this life. And, I'm not saying he's your twin flame, but he is a soul, part of your soul family. So it will be a soul relationship. And it's just going to be phenomenal for you. But first of all, you need to actually release a little bit more of the past relationship. And part of it is not forgiving others in a relationship. It's more about forgiveness for ourselves. And I'll tell you, one of the mantras that I used one time, because I kept kind of hanging on to this person that was not good for me. And I finally, and forgiveness is about forgiving yourself. And so I finally developed the mantra of, I forgive you for still having these feelings every time you think of him. And I honored myself for having those feelings because I had deep love in this relationship. It just wasn't mutual. And so, but those feelings were holding me back from moving forward. And so I forgave myself for always having those feelings every time I thought of him. And now I'm actually able to think of him and not feel that deep anguish of why that relationship didn't work out. I thought he was in my soul family. He was a person that was in my soul family. And I knew that from the day one that I met him. And so sharing that with you, if you can work on that with yourself, releasing this past relationship will really open the door for this next relationship. You are very receptive, so you allow yourself to receive. You don't always have to be the giver. And also know that it really is time for that last relationship to end, to open the door for this new beginning. So please allow yourself to release any of those things. It doesn't mean you have to stop loving the person. It just means you release yourself from their energy and the energy you've been holding from that relationship. I hope that makes sense to you. And angel blessings. DC has a bit more for to share with you, though. So, DC?
Yes. Alyssa, what I was getting, I was hearing this song, I don't even know what the name of it, about being a woman. It's a really old song. The best part about being is, you've got to connect more with that feminine side. I don't know if there is a fear in regard to like the femininity, okay? But I kept hearing that, and just allow that beautiful, beautiful feminine energy you have to flow, and you're going to find that you're going to be in perfect balance, okay? And Mother Mary is coming in. I don't know if you've had matters of the heart where you were hurt, but I'm getting that, you know, she's asking you to, like, start to feel more. Stop analyzing, start feeling, and she's asking you to start experiencing. So I don't know if there's been problems in the past, and, you know, your heart isn't open fully presently. Hey, I'm getting fears about being emotionally hurt, honey.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you're asked to drop your emotional defenses, okay? Allow yourself to be a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more real, and allow others to come in and really get to know the true you, okay? And Mother Mary is mm-hmm. with you, and Archangel Michael by your side as well. And you are protected. You are fully protected. I'm also getting you have a lot of spiritual assistance from the other side, okay? And I'm getting a secret love maybe coming your way. Okay, and also I see money coming. Money may be coming from either an inheritance or it could even be a windfall of money, okay? So I'm getting, you know, the realization of all your goals and wishes, they're coming to fruition. So ask by the angels, just, you know, whatever it is that you're, like, wishing and different things, put it in a journal, but just keep your thoughts to yourself because everything mm-hmm. is very close for you, okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
And I'm getting, like I said, you know, this love connection is coming. And so you've got to nurture it and you've got to let it bloom. And don't forget about, like, all the nice courtship, you know, that part of the relationship when it comes. Just let yourself, you know, enjoy it fully, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to rush.
So that's what the angels are showing me. The last thing I have really fast, I have a woman coming in from the other side. I don't know if you've had a close friend that has passed, but I'm getting like she's towards your side, so I don't see her. She may be like a little bit older, a little bit younger, but not much. I'm getting a girl from the other side. You may have considered her to be a sister figure, okay, and I feel like she may have been depressed, but she's with you, and she's looking over you, and she wants you to look ahead to the future. And just really be, you know, filled with all the amazing possibilities that are coming your way. She feels like you've been maybe stuck in a rut a little bit for a while. She wants you to do something new, whether it's, you know, getting out there, getting a new hairstyle, maybe some new clothes. But you've got to get out there and just do something new. And she's saying, I'm going to be with you when you do that, okay?
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you, hon. And call us back and let us know how everything is going, okay? Thank you, Alyssa.
I will. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, we still have some callers here, Eileen.
Yay.
Hi, 312. You're live with Atlantics. Can we have your name, please?
Hi. Yes, my name's Karen.
Hi.
Chicago.
Hello. Hi, Karen.
Karen, okay.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day. My question is, I have an interview on Wednesday, and I'm wondering if you see them calling me to work with them, or will somebody else call me?
All right. The first thing I'm hearing is, did you follow up with a thank you card and an acknowledgement of the interview?
Oh, that's on Wednesday. I will.
No. The interview isn't until Wednesday. Okay, well, what I'm hearing is then, you know, make sure that you do that follow-up and, you know, thank you for your time, et cetera, et cetera. I also do see big things really coming for you, that this will be a long-term plan and you're really actually on the right path for it to come through, as I am seeing also good news about financial matters, which, you know, would relate to a job offering of some sort. Do you feel this job is going to be quite a challenge for you and kind of a new area of discipline for you?
It probably will. It's with an agency, so she said that she had a lot of projects coming up that she was going to try to put
Well, I do see it as being very big challenge, but this is actually going to be a challenge that you want to take on. It's going to be actually very, very exciting. And I'm also hearing that you use a lot of logic in organization and organizing yourself and so on and so forth. And because of that structure and discipline within yourself, you are really going to shine in this situation as a leader. And so I really do see it as really being really good news. So just know that, yeah, I do see that this is really something coming your way. Before that, though, before the interview, make sure that you take time to really balance yourself. Try to get outside, take some, you know, deep breaths. You know, don't force anything to happen. Just go in and be yourself. Don't forget to breathe is what I'm hearing is breath. It's about the breath. So that tells me don't forget to breathe.
Okay.
Another thing that I'm also seeing is a big Superman, and that means that you should do some power moves before you go into that interview. So, you know, if you could pull up a parking lot or two away or a little bit away from the building and you get out of your car, you stand with your hands on your hips just like Superman used to with your legs spread apart, and you take a few deep breaths, and you go, I am powerful. I am amazing. I have this. I am enough. And I am going to be everything they want me to be. Raise your hands, stretch yourself out, and reach, you know, reach yourself and stretch. And just, you know, kind of, if you can yell. I mean, like I said, sometimes doing this a few blocks away might be a good idea. But okay. I'll tell you, you walk into that interview, you will be more powerful. And that's what I'm hearing is for you to be strong. You are really stronger than you think, and your strength will provide you with a very happy outcome. And that's the message
okay.
I have for you today.
Oh, it's a wonderful one. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. You don't need luck,
and
though.
Karen,
this...
Yes, she doesn't need luck. Karen... Eileen was right about that. This is DC. The universe is working towards your desires. I get synchronicities all around you, okay? Things are moving forward. There's nothing to worry about, okay? Just keep thinking about what you're desiring, and I feel like you're going to be so inspired, okay? I'm
okay.
getting that money's going to flow to you, okay? I'm getting it. I see it like just flowing to you, okay?
Okay.
So just, you know, remain happy, and the happier you are, I'm getting the more money you're gonna see flows to you. And I'm getting, I don't know if this is the job or if this is going to be another job, but I'm getting a job opportunity that's going to be, you know, sort of in alignment with your creativity, okay? I get
okay.
you have talent, and it's going to be discovered, and it's going to be utilized, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So I don't know what it is that you do creatively, hon. But you've got to express yourself. You've got to focus on your interests, whatever it is that makes you, you know, makes you happy, makes your heart sing. You've got to tap into that, you know, that well of creativity, and you're going to see that it's going to help you to make money, okay?
Okay.
You've got to trust yourself. You've got to trust your intuition, okay? And just let, like I said, that creative energy flow. Don't be afraid of change. Don't hold on to the past. Okay, go with your gut instincts, okay? I'm
yeah.
getting you sort of, my dog Ginger is coming in. She's giving you a shovel. You're sort of like digging the old and you're just throwing it away, and, you know, you're making room for the new, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So she's saying at times you don't trust what your gut is telling you. You've got to trust yourself, okay?
Yeah. Yes, that's true. I started a job, but I didn't like it, and we got in an argument with the trainer, myself and this lady, and I left. Definitely know it,
okay.
trusting my instinct. Yeah.
yeah. Okay. But I'm getting, you know, just money's going to come your way, so don't worry. Okay, it might
okay.
start off where even like part-time employment is going to be beneficial to you. And I'm getting a large purchase is going to be, you know, coming as well. So you're going to be fine, okay?
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
That's fine. And thank you.
Thank you.
Happy
mm-hmm.
Mother's Day. Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, hold on, Eileen. I'm having trouble with the... Okay, the computer is acting up, okay?
Oh, operator malfunction.
Yeah. Hello, 201, are you with us?
Hi.
Hi,
who do we have?
Hi, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. My question is, what do you see with regards to my love life?
Your love life. We want to know about your love life. You sure you want us all to know?
Yes.
Let's see what angels know. We'll see what the angels know, all right? How's that?
All right.
All right. Well, let's see. First of all, what I see is one of your strengths, and that is that you're very, very, very logical in your thinking and can be somewhat structured in your life. And that's not always conducive to, you know, getting in a relationship. Because it creates some competing goals right off the bat. And you don't want that, you know, you don't, a relationship isn't supposed to be a competition, it's supposed to be a partnership, and it's supposed to flow easily. And so one of the things you need to really do is kind of work on yourself in that way. Get rid of some of those bothersome details that you right now think that are real important. Think about those things and release some of those things that really aren't serving you. Because right now it's actually more time about you. Time is more about you right now and really getting started you're getting started in your own new direction. And you need to have patience for yourself to arrive there by taking a little time, you know, getting out in nature, standing by water. As you do that, there's really going to be a lot of happy outcome for you. It's going to bring you some brilliant new ideas, and it's going to place you in a little bit different places than where you've been going. As you do that and you align more with yourself and really flow with yourself out there, it's going to align you to bring in more relationships, including if you desire a male relationship. But right now there's really just too many things going on in your own mind with competing goals. The relationship is only one of the things on your list. And in order for it to really, really happen, you'd really have to make it more of a priority. And so, like I said, that's not really your priority. It'd be nice, but it's not really your priority right now. I'm seeing that you've got other things going on that you are really working towards, and those are really your bigger goals. If a guy came along, that'd be great. Is that true? Is that more true for you?
Yes.
Mhm. Yeah. And so really once you get yourself really aligned with where you want to be, becoming the person who you've been really working hard at this. I really feel that if you work at trying to bring, you know, a boyfriend or something like that into your life right now, not later, but right now, that's going to water some of your goals down. So finalize and be strong in who you're becoming and who what you've been working towards over the last couple of years. And after you feel really solid in that, so that a new relationship cannot waver that, then that's when it's going to be time for a relationship. And I say that with love and trust. Knowing that has happened to me. I allowed someone in before I was really solid, and it kind of wavered the path I was on, and it took me a while to get back on and really be solid again. So, that's the message I have for you. I hope that resonates
okay.
with you.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. DC?
Yes, and Rose, I have a message too. This is DC. Mother Mary wants you to start by loving yourself first, okay?
Mhm.
Because we know that, you know, when you think about you, you're the most important person that that's, you know, going to be in this relationship. So it starts with you. You've got to love yourself first, okay? Honor yourself, okay, is what I'm getting. Focus, you know, like right now on you. And just let that feminine nature of yours shine brightly and, you know, let the world see it. And I'm getting that there's going to be an encounter with someone, okay? You're asked to follow your heart. And I see all these little hearts around you, so love is in the air. Just go with the flow and make sure that you communicate and you express your feelings, okay? And I'm getting, okay, what are they showing me here? Okay, you've got to be clear, though. Now, being that love is coming your way, you've got to be clear about, you know, what it is that you want in a relationship. You've got to be honest, okay? You know, you can make a list of, you know, all the good qualities you want this person to have, and you can have another side of the list and the stuff that's a deal breaker, okay? But the angels are saying you don't have to rush, okay? So make sure that you, you know, start writing down that list of, you know, what you want in this, you know, in your, in this love, you know, this love experience that you're going to have. And I'm getting that, you know, I'm seeing all these hearts like floating to you, so that means that love is coming to you very soon, okay? So you've got to make sure, you know, and decide, you know, like what it is, because you're going to have, I'm getting there's going to be more than one person that you may, you know, have a chance to have love with, okay? But I'm seeing one specific person that really has what it takes, okay? And I'm seeing that you're going to have a meaningful, beautiful relationship, and the angels are saying, smile, Rose, the world loves a lover, okay? So start enjoying yourself, take care of you, okay, and be honest with yourself and then be honest with that person when they come, you know, into your life, the one that's really going to, you know, make your heart, I feel like your heart is pounding almost, okay? And just know that you deserve only the very best. The angels are saying just know that, okay?
Okay.
So just take your time. I'm getting, like, I see, like, one person is rushing in there, hitting the finish line. Just slow and steady is what's going to, you know, get you there. Take your time with this person. Courtship is really important, okay? And I'm also getting, this person may be working in the financial field, so I don't know. That's a possibility as well, Rose, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
Just smile and just know that a new relationship is coming, hon.
Wonderful.
Okay, and this relationship is going to have some beautiful treasures. Okay? God bless, Rose, and thank you for calling us this evening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I felt bad. It wasn't quite what she wanted to hear, but I can't make stuff up. I got to give her what I get.
We get what we get, Eileen, and that's the way it has to be. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So here
what?
We go. 914, you're live with Angel Antics.
Hi.
Can we have your name, please?
Charity.
Hi, Charity.
Charity, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling.
Welcome to Angel Antics. Do you have a question for us?
I guess if you guys just have any kind of a message. I can't really think of one thing that's more important at this time. It's kind of hectic.
Okay. Well, you know, your angels always have some messages for you. And so let's see what they want you to know for today, all right?
Thank you. That would be great.
All right. Well, the first thing that I have for you is I hear you've been kind of at a stalemate on making a few decisions lately. And that's not going to – pretending that there's no problem is creative avoidance. And it's really not going to serve you as well as being assertive with gentle kindness. It's not about being bold or rude or haughty. But being assertive is really about honoring and respecting oneself. And so by doing that and no longer pretending that there's a problem and just really standing up for yourself and what you know is right and wrong, is really where you need to be, because everything else is a stalemate. Everything else, life is never going to move forward. It's a stalemate. And so in order to do that, you have to address it with the truth and how it feels. Everything really does narrow down to how things feel. So really, you know, openly communicate your feelings.
That makes sense.
I also think that you are really getting ready for a very magical time to come along in your life. You're going to develop, by being this assertive person, you're actually going to have the resources within yourself and the ability to really manifest a very magical life. And so know that that really is in your future. It is who you are. You are a magical person in your own ways. You feel the specialness and the magic of life when you're really truly enjoying it. And you know that that can be a full-time gift for yourself and others. Because as you become that, as you live that magical life, the people around you enjoy that magic too. So know that you are not only a receiver, but you are a giver in that respect and that perspective. But things are really looking very good, that a lot of things are coming your way. So, you know, once you get this stalemate resolved, know that things are really going to open up for you. There's no real big hurry to force it or make it happen. But you know, just know that is going to be. And within that assertiveness, I'm also hearing that the way to become that assertive person is really to do it easily, with ease and grace. Make sure that you are strong and bold, but that can still be done with ease and grace. Take a few risks. Be a little daring. There's nothing wrong with a little adventure out there. And make sure while you're doing that, you need to also awaken that beautiful, beautiful goddess you have inside. She is really there. Get out and dance. Take care of yourself. Treat yourself to a lovely bath or a massage or, you know, a day at the spa. Admire your own divinity and appreciate who you truly are. You are really a goddess and are very divine. So that is what your angels want you to hear today.
Oh, thank you. That was beautiful. It answered all my questions. It really did.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
So
Angel
much.
Plus. Well, and DC has more for you. So, DC?
I do. Yes, Cherry, this is DC. I have a goddess that came to give you a message, Aphrodite, okay? And she wants you to awaken to the goddess within you, okay? And you could do that through self-care, through dance, and really by appreciating your own divinity. So you're asked to let your inner feminine wisdom and beauty rise to the surface, and Charity, cherish its power and its meaningfulness, okay?
Thank you.
So you're asked.
Thank you.
You're asked to really, like, enjoy being, you know, this beautiful woman. I don't know if you dance, but you're asked to dance a little bit more often, okay? Does that make sense to you?
I was
going to
make a bath. And, yeah, it does. I was in there. I was like, oh,
time for healing, because
dancing.
I'm getting there may have been fear or doubt in regard to a present relationship, or maybe you want to manifest a relationship. And I'm getting this is sort of restricting you from opening up to the joy and the love that's waiting for you, hon, okay? Because
thank
when
you.
We have
yeah,
fear
I'm
enough,
leaving one.
You're leaving one, okay, because I feel like your heart is starting to, like, restrict, okay? And I feel like I can only feel the negativity and the doubt, okay?
Thank you.
So, you know, it's a cycle, but you've got to know that, you know, it's time for you to really master your fear, okay?
I will. I need
and
a
just,
little push.
Yes. And just know that you're going to get through this. The angels are with you, okay? And when we let go of the fear, the absence of fear is unconditional love. So take some time to look, you know, at your fears, and then you're going to be able to release them. And this is going to free you to manifest the joy and love in a new relationship that will come to you. Okay, and Charity, you can have the relationship you so desire. So at this time, you're asked to really, you know, release your fears and just open your heart, okay?
I know.
That's really what's going to help.
Thank you so much. It will.
Yes.
I kind of have restrictions.
I see a beautiful relationship coming for you, hon. Okay? So just, you know, ask the angels to come in and get rid of, you know, whatever it is that you're holding on to, and your guardian angels are with you. And they're saying, Charity, you're going to have the wish of love. Okay? And
thank
just
you
keep
both.
Visualize the love that you so desire. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, it's not as scary as you think. But I do have one really quick message. I see a lady on the other side that is coming for you. I don't know if she loved music because I just see, like, all these little notes floating around in the room here. But she's with you, and I'm getting that you have the gift. You can feel energy, you can hear energy, and you also smell energy, is what she's showing me. Okay? And
yeah.
She's saying, you know, it's overdue. You know, you've got to celebrate no matter what's going on in your life. Now, is there something special coming up? Is there a birthday? Is there, you know, like an anniversary? Is there something special? Because I'm getting, usually when I get celebrate, that means something special is coming.
My birthday, yeah. And I was just thinking about
birthday.
The person
okay,
that
well,
passed.
They had on. I don't know exactly who she is, but she looks like she's sort of like someone that likes to have a lot of fun. Okay,
yes,
and she enjoys parties. Okay, well, she's with you, hon, okay? And
thank
she's
you.
Just letting you know that, you know, she's sort of like one of your angels, one of your biggest fans, and she's asking you to smile, okay?
That's beautiful. Thank you. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. Thank you so much.
Blessed evening, and we love you, hon. And call us back and let us know how life is going because it's going to be great, okay?
Lots of love to you both. I'm going to keep listening if that's okay.
Sure, that's wonderful. Thank you, Charity.
Thank you both.
You're blessing.
Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, Eileen. Hold on. Okay, let's
all
see
right.
here. 603, you're live with Angel Antics.
Yeah. Hi, guys. My question is, do you have any messages for me?
Could we have your name?
What is
my
your name?
My name's Karen.
Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Well, welcome to Angel Antics. Let's see what we have for you today. I see that you actually feel like you've got this situation that you've kind of been entrapped into. And you're actually being overly focused on it and really kind of in the fear base rather than in allowing. And part of it is really through and from your own thoughts. It is not all that you think, you know, it's not all complete entrapment. Part of it is that you had your position in this, and in that position you made choices too. So you made your choices, and this is just a part of it. But know that everything does have, you know, we can always make changes, and we can always make change our decisions. And it has been about a complex decision. So what I'm hearing is instead of just, you know, kind of avoiding it, not making it, rowing it around in your head and thinking of these, you know, this negative situation and you know, is it going to work out or is it, you need to do your research. You need to get out. You need to do your research. You need to find out, you know, a little more information. Stop procrastinating. Do your own homework. And as you do that, then things are going to work out. You're going to end up making a really fair and just decision for yourself. You'll do what's right, and you'll stand up for your beliefs. You won't compromise yourself. You will be assertive, like I used for the really being strong within yourself. It's being assertive can still be done with great ease and grace within oneself. You know, some of your most beautiful women in the world were very assertive, but they were very genteel in the way they delivered their message. And that's what I'm hearing is the path in which you should try to be, is that genteel person. And that's the message I have for you today. I hope that resonates with you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Karen. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
I have Mother Mary coming in, and she's asking that you be lovingly honest with yourself and others, okay? And just speak your truth. And I'm getting that, you know, you're both gentle and yet powerful, okay? So don't be afraid of your power, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting that you're deeply sensitive, okay? So if someone, you know, around you gets a little bit too harsh, you know, the angels are going to help you to, you know, like recognize that and sort of like, you know, guide you away, okay? And that beautiful, you know, tenderness that you have, it's a spiritual gift, and it allows you to feel the presence of Mother Mary and the angels. So trust what you're feeling, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just honor
yeah.
your sensitivity. And I'm getting, you've got to start, make sure that you maintain boundaries, okay?
Okay.
And just know that you're watched so that you're always safe, you can enjoy life. I see angels watching over you. Your loved ones are watching you. Mother Mary is with you. This is a time of transformation. Okay, so you may be feeling some growing pains. And just embrace the changes as they occur, is what the angels are saying. Okay?
Okay.
Don't worry, because the changes that are coming, hon, are going to be better. You know, they're going to be for your betterment. Okay, you might experience a little bit of chaos, a little craziness. But just know that things are, you know, they're not falling apart as you may feel that they are. They're falling together, okay? And I'm getting, when everything is like all in place again, you're going to have this beautiful new life with really like new adventures and really experiences that you're going to cherish, okay? I'm getting
great.
Good news is coming your way. This is going to be a really beautiful time for you. Just try to stay positive. And just, you know, keep in touch with your family and your friends is what the angels are showing me. And I'm also getting a brother or a brother-like figure is coming in from the other side, okay? I don't know if this gentleman is a pet lover, but I'm seeing, like, pets. And I'm also getting, okay, I don't know if he had maybe something wrong, like cognitive problems or maybe, like, a little bit of depression, because I'm getting something, like, up in the, like, in the brain, so it might be even a little bit of depression, okay? Was he maybe a friend of yours is what I'm getting?
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, he wants you to be good to yourself, Karen, please. That you're a person that really, you know, you do for others, but you forget about yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he wants you to just take some time off just for you and do something nice for yourself, okay? And just, you know, I feel like you need a little break. You know, he's saying, oh, my goodness, you need to just relax, okay? And he feels two big changes are coming. Okay, so just take a little time off, and you need maybe like a change of scenery, and when you come back, you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to be ready for that new life that's coming your way, hon, okay?
All right, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I have for you, and just know prosperity's coming, you know, your way, and he's saying, tell her she has everything she needs, don't worry about anything, okay? And you're going to answer the calling of your soul, he's telling me, okay?
Yep.
So God bless you. That's your message for this evening, Karen. Let us know
what's
going on, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. Angel bless.
All right. Yeah. Bye.
All right. Angel blessing.
Hi, 917. You're live with Angel Antics.
Hello, Eileen in D.C. My name is Evelyn. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of changes are going to be happening in the next couple of months. Can I ask you something as general as what do you see coming up in the next couple of months for me, or do you need something more specific than that?
No, actually general is better because the angels, for one thing, the angels are not always real specific. They can be general. Sometimes they're specific, but overall they're general. And the reason is when your free will is involved, any little different choices that you can make can change a message, and not always, then, you know, it might not always come through. And also free will of others has effects on those changes also. So with that said, though, what I see for you is that things are really looking up. You've actually been through quite a few difficult difficult situation here, and things are really coming to an end. things are going to change, and the things that you've been wishing for are really going to come forward and come true in your life. And you know what to do. So make sure that you trust your inner wisdom and take all the appropriate action that you need to, and don't delay on that. But in the meantime, also, that I also see that through this, that you need to love yourself more. Open your heart and mind to really trusting yourself and take your own heartfelt advice. I find that you're probably a person that will give really good advice to others, but you don't always take your own. And so take your own advice. Listen, talk to yourself as if you were talking to your best friend and you love her so much, you really do want her to make the right decision. Speak to yourself that way.
Okay.
Honor yourself that way. I'm also hearing that your energy levels have been a little bit wavering, and you really just need to get in a good cycle of you know, going to bed at the right time, getting up at get more, whatever that right time is. But it just needs to be more cyclic instead of not always going to bed at the same time and stuff like that. It throws your body clock off, and you actually you do better in life when that body clock is in better rhythm, is what I'm hearing. So try to keep to a better, you know, schedule for yourself.
Okay.
And with this all said, though, it is really time to release a lot of the past that you've been holding on to and really enter into that new time, new beginnings. Relax. Walk into those new beginnings that you're coming through right now with ease and grace. You will do that by that cycles and the rhythms, but also by really releasing all of that old, anything that isn't serving you. Clean out anything. Clean out your drawers. Anything you haven't worn in a certain period of time, get rid of. It's time for you to move forward into new beginnings and enter a new phase in your life. And that's the message I have for you today. Do you see?
Thank you.
Yes, Ellen. This is DC. I got the word boundaries. That you really got to set, like, clear and honest boundaries, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting there may be a situation around you that you really got to get in touch with your true feelings in regard to the situation. So you've got to think about what that is. Just know that you're protected. And I see angels all around you, and you're asked to release your fear. And they're saying, Ellen, please be at peace. There's no reason to have fear. Everything is always going to work out perfectly. And you're going to see it will, and there's going to be prosperity. You're taken care of is what I'm getting. My dog Ginger is coming, and she transitioned last July, and she's showing you a mirror. And she's saying, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the most beautiful of all? She wants you to look in that mirror, into the mirror, Ellen, and see the beautiful person that you are. Look at that beautiful reflection. Okay?
Okay.
She wants you to reach, like, deep down inside yourself and, you know, whatever's not comfortable, pull it out and just get rid of it. She said, you're truly beautiful. You have beautiful, you know, beauty and such a bright light. And she said, you've really got to see that in yourself, okay? See the beauty that the world sees in you, okay, is what she's saying. I'm also getting a woman coming in from the other side, okay? I feel like she may have been a spiritual person, but I feel like a heaviness in my chest. I don't know if she had something wrong with her lungs, okay? And I feel like you sense her around you, Ellen.
Okay.
I feel like you know, all your sensors are almost like working when she's around. I feel like maybe, do you catch things out of the corner of your eye? Because I see sort of like you see like shadows or something out of the corner of your eye. And at times I also feel that you're hearing, you know, when she calls your name.
The name thing,
she may have,
I'm
getting maybe like a grandmother. She's older than you are.
Okay.
Okay, and she's been around you, and like I said, I feel like you're sensing someone's presence, and it's a grandmother figure that I'm seeing. Okay, I don't know if she had anything wrong, like I said, if she had like pneumonia or something wrong with her lungs, but I feel like a heaviness in the chest area, and I feel like she was a very spiritual person.
Yes.
And she's at times, I don't know if you feel like a loving embrace around you, you feel like a warmth, that's her. She puts her arms around you, and she wants you to know how much she loves you. Okay, and she's trying to help you to feel her presence. Okay, and she's trying to bring peace to you, as pun. Okay, and she's letting you know she's with you now and she's with you always. Okay, there may be a gentle breeze. You know, maybe there's a like a certain perfume that reminds you of her, but she's with you. And she said, "Call upon me, and I'm always here for you, Ellen." But she's saying, "When is the last time, Ellen, that you took some time out and just like, you know, connected with your lighter side and laughed?"
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a while.
She wants you to watch something funny, and when you do, she's going to pull up a chair and she's going to be right beside you. Okay?
Okay.
Because she wants you to connect with her, and, you know, your hearts will be connected, and she wants you to laugh. Okay?
Yes. What a wonderful message. Thank you.
God bless you, hon. And Mother Mary is with you, and she's letting you know that, you know, expect good things to happen because they're going to happen for you, Ellen. God bless, hon.
Thank you. Thank you, DC and Irene. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very, very well. Angel bless you.
Yes, Angel.
Have a good night.
Okay, let's see who we have here now. Let me see. Okay. Okay. Area code 347, you're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Tanika.
Tanika?
Tanika with an N like Nancy. Tanika.
Oh, Tanika. Okay. Yep.
Tanika. All right. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I just wanted to know what you guys see for me with relationship and children and romance and marriage and that kind of thing for my future.
All right, let's see what we have. Well, one of the things that I see is that you need to really put your heart's true desires into action in order to make what you want come about. I see that there's going to be some opportunities for you, for sure, to change your life to being what it is. But like I said, it's going to take risk in order to get that far. At first, though, you know, there's going to be trials and tribulations. It's not going to be all a happy little trail. There will be some times of sadness, and a lot of forgiveness goes into this. Right now, though, I don't see it happening immediately right away. Right now isn't really quite the time for good timing for you for a relationship to start up. But you've got some healing to do. I don't know what you've been through in the past, but you actually have a little healing to do before you can align yourself with that. I'm seeing more a little bit about maybe your dad wasn't always there for you when you were growing up. Pardon?
That's true.
And so you actually have some healing to do around that before you really move into a relationship with a man, man and woman relationship and building a life and future. You have some healing to do. And I would even suggest maybe actually seeking a professional counselor or a group of some sort with whatever that situation was. I don't want to pry here on the phone. I don't think that's okay. It's private. But you need to kind of heal, though, that area of your life. I really am feeling that so much of the rest of you is really in balance and really solid and strong. but there is that one, you know, let's say that if we put your emotional health into a separation of 8 parts, that area is really just one of those parts. It's just, you know, it's the 8th part. And so although it's not huge, it really could affect a relationship. And so you need to work on that before you move forward into the situation and into looking for a deepening relationship. But with that said, then it really will be time to take some risk and put your heart's desire into action and go out and find that relationship. You will be very sensitive to any harsh relationships. So know that if any harsh relationship comes along or it even feels a little bit harsh, step away from it, especially if it has to do with that person using chemicals of any sort, whether it be, you know, drugs or alcohol or whatever, because that's going to create a more harsh relationship for you, and that's not going to be healthy. But, you know, make sure that you handle those things in all due fairness. And like I had said to a couple callers earlier, it's about being assertive and knowing what your boundaries are and standing on them. It's not being rude or haughty. It's doing it with love and kindness and grace. And that's still also the message I have to forward to you. And that's what I have to tell you. I hope that resonates with you.
Yeah, it does. Makes sense.
All right. Well, DC has a bit more of a message for you, DC.
Yes, Tanika, I do, in fact, have a little bit more for you. Okay, I'm getting, the first thing I heard was good things come to those who wait, okay? I feel like there's some kind of a stress or like some kind of uneasiness in regard to love, okay? I'm getting, you know, whatever it is, direct that energy towards, you know, what you're desiring. Ask the angels to come in and help you so that you're ready for love. Become optimistic. And I'm seeing a new relationship will come. And it's not going to be, you know, relationships that you've had in the past, okay? But I do see that one of the reasons you may have trouble in this area is one of your past lives may be responsible, okay? I feel like in a past life that you may have been sort of like, I'm getting like living in a communal setting, okay? And in that respect, that you were, you know, working for the betterment of like a community as opposed to yourself. And if it was a monastery too, of course, you know, that would give you, you know, a different, you know, perspective on love. So I've got that you've got to have a little bit more balance and harmony. And just by me bringing up, you know, this past life, it can be enough to heal that. Okay. So what I'm getting, like I said, just, you know, good things come to those who wait. I'm getting you've got to give yourself a little bit more time and space, and then you're going to see, you know, that this relationship will come your way, okay? Just stay focused on what you're looking for, and just know that we have more than one soulmate. And, Tanika, there's many chances for you to have happiness, okay? Please don't, like, put all your, you know, like, everything on one person is what the angels are saying, okay? I'm feeling there's going to be a slight delay. Okay, but when love comes your way, you're going to feel much better. Okay, stay positive. And this is a great time for you to get out and to just meet people. Okay? I'm getting there's going to be a long-term commitment in your future. Okay?
Okay.
What else are they showing me? Okay, and I'm getting you've got to get out away from the places that you usually go to. Okay? So you've got to go to somewhere different. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But your future
in
respect to love looks very promising, okay? You know, just stay positive. There's going to be a lot of fun. And the angels are asking you to get prepared for all the good that's coming your way. But I'm getting like a male figure from the other side. I don't know if it was a brother or a brother-like figure. And I'm getting that this person may have loved pets because I see a little animal. And I'm getting something with, like, the thinking, though. I don't know if there was, like, a lot of depression involved, maybe. But whoever this, but I do feel like it's
pale. I don't feel like he's like old. I mean, he could be like your age, a little bit younger, a little bit older, but he's not old, okay? And he's around you. And he's letting you know that, you know, like you're never alone. So at times when you feel like you're alone, he wants you to reach out to him, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying he knows how much you miss him, but he's with you. You know, you could feel his presence.
Do you guys pick up anything around? Do you pick up anything around the name Nick?
I'm just getting a male, so it would be your message, hon. You'd have to, like I said, you'd have to know. But this male is very proud of you, okay? And he said you're such a blessing, you know, to the world and everything. Do you have a special occasion coming up?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay, because. Have you been maybe invited somewhere or something? Because I'm getting that you're going to be somewhere, and I just see him sitting with you. He's next to you. So I feel like there's something special coming up.
I just know that
and he's just
there
with,
was someone there was someone I was involved with that I love very much, and his date of birth, his birthday is 6/11/83, so it's coming up June 11th. I don't know if he passed
away or not. That's
what
I said, his birthday, correct? Would be the special birthday, and I'm getting a little heart with wings, so that's him, hon, okay?
But does that mean he passed away?
I am just getting someone around you that has passed, so I don't know, but I'm seeing a heart with wings. There's a male in spirit. I'm getting a heart with wings, and his love for you is still there, so whoever this person is, okay? I can't go into it any further because we still have other callers, but you do have a male in spirit that is looking over you, that's very proud of you, and is going to celebrate a special occasion that's coming up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. God bless, Tanika. And please, like I said, whatever nervousness you have in regard to love and anxiety, get rid of it. You're going to have a beautiful relationship with a person that's going to be really outgoing and really loyal to you, okay? So visualize the happiness that you want because that perfect person is coming your way, and it's going to be very long-lasting, okay?
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you.
Angel blessings. You're welcome.
Angel blessings.
Okay, here we go. Hello, 610. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Sonia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi,
Sonia.
Hello?
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, actually, I do, and I appreciate you taking my call. My question is concerning career. I'm very grateful that I have a job right now, and I'm thankful for everything, you know, in my life and in my job. But I just been there for about 2 years, and there's really, you know, I just decided to start looking for another position for various reasons. And recently, I decided to apply for something. Just by a hunch, although the position was no longer posted. And to my surprise, a few days later, I got a reply back from a recruiter, one of the recruiters for that company. And they were asking me for, you know, some samples of my work, answer some questions. So I was really excited. I'm in the process of submitting that. They must have seen something, you know, in my resume when I presented to them. So I wanted to see what you're picking up from me as far as this position, you know, with this company, because it interests me very much.
Well, as you were talking, I actually feel very positive about it. But moreover, really, what I've got is this is really about your own great inner strength, and it really is time to make that move. Right now, it's release any harsh judgments about the company you've been with. Don't carry that forward with you. Release it. And you are really at the end of that situation in your past job. I do believe that you will get this this new job. Absolutely. And it's going to be huge. It's going to be just a life changer. It is so time to move on.
Right.
Unbelievable. But you really have to release some of the judgments and the harshness that you had about the past company. You don't want to carry that forward with you. but I see you riding in on a chariot. Angel Michael, or Metatron, is coming in riding a chariot, and he has said with discipline and willpower, you will get so much recognition for the job you're moving into. I think it's a fantastic move for you, and I wish you all the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, we're down to 4 minutes, hon.
Yeah, we're just down to a few minutes, so let me see what she's got.
Yeah, and Sonia, I agree 100% with Eileen. Just see the green light on, you know, envisioned around this. I'm getting it's going to be positive. I'm getting that it's going to be filled with opportunities. I'm getting promotions are coming. And you have natural leadership abilities, and I'm getting it's going to lead to financial gains, hon, okay?
Oh, that's great. You know, like I said, I'm in the beginning of the process. Once I submit this, I guess what follows is a series of interviews. And although they're across the country, you know, I'm sure they'll take care of all the expenses that I incur, you know, for traveling and whatnot.
Sonia, keep in touch with the call us back and let us know how everything goes, hon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Good luck. And we're sending angel blessings as well.
Let us know what happens.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, really fast, we have one more caller here.
All right. Well, we'll each give them just a couple of words then.
347 area code. You're live with Angel Antics. Can we have your name, please? 347 area code. Hi, can we have your name, please? Okay, well, I believe maybe they stepped away from the phone, Eileen.
Wow. Well, that's okay. We're down to the end of time anyway. And, you know, just a general reading for everyone. It really is time to review and reevaluate things in your life and make favorable assessments with the facts. It's, you know, always time to move into a new direction. You know, with that said, just know to lavish abundance on yourself and give birth to your dreams. Just know that it always is time to nurture yourself. There's always going to be competing goals, but don't worry about it. Just know that if you're doing your best, then that's the direction you're meant to be. And with that said, I think that's a lot of what mothers do. They kind of set goals, but they just venture forward with what they've got, the tools they've been given. And I want to say blessings to all of you mothers out there, and I hope you have a wonderful and happy Mother's Day. DC, happy Mother's Day to you. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Eileen. And thank you, everyone, for calling in and spending a little, you know, bit of your Mother's Day with us. And my little message is smile. Smile and notice how beautiful and healing it feels, okay? It's going to make a difference in your life, and it's going to bring and the people around you. God bless. Happy Mother's Day. Love you, Eileen.
Angel blessings. Thanks for coming to Angel Antics. I love you. I love you, DC. Bye.
Love you. Bye, everyone.